Hello. Fuck, man. It's so hot out. It's insane. I'm recording this in my bathroom because I'm not turning my air conditioner off for 10 minutes. Because if I turn it off for 10 minutes, you know what? The heat's gonna win. And it's gonna take a lot for my air conditioner to beat it down again. Right now, my apartment's nice and cool. So I'm gonna go out as little as possible. I got a tweet from Pietro. I was questioning on Friday on whether or not I was going to take the 4th of July off, or how many days I'd take off for the 4th of July. And Pietro says, take the 4th off. You put out a lot of free content as is. No kidding. But to be fair, it's not good free content. It is free. But okay, let's just say it's we don't have to differentiate between good and bad content, right? Are we doing that now? Free content's free content. There's a lot of it out there. Grab as much as you can. Also, you'll have more to talk about if a lot happens during a 3-day period. That's true too. I have run out of shit to talk about. All right. Well, let's take off 4th and 5th. That sound good? And then, and maybe the 6th, because then I'm going to Philadelphia. Oh, Philadelphia Punchline this weekend. Jacqueline Novak is headlining, and I will be opening, featuring. So that'll be a fun time. Come by if you're around the area. And last night I saw that Sicario 2. That's pretty good. What else did I see? I saw some other shit. Oh, Incredibles 2. Big sequel weekend. I don't know, they're both fine. Go see them if you want. That's a why doesn't any movie review say, go see it if you want. Let me give you. This is what I think. And I think they keep saying this thing about sequels because it's like they keep making sequels, and then they're like, "This is unnecessary." And that's what Sicario is like. This is an unnecessary sequel. I mean, is there a necessary movie in existence, except for the Mr. Rogers documentary? Won't You Be My Neighbor? That's very necessary. And I'm trying to think of it. But for the most part, movies aren't necessary at all. The whole entertainment industry isn't necessary. I mean, we enjoy it. It makes a lot of money, but post-apocalypse, it's the first thing to go. It's like the first thing they cut from school funding is the arts. And that'll be if you watch The Handmaid's Tale, don't see a lot of media going on. There's no one's watching Netflix and Handmaid's Tale, not even Hulu, which would be great crossover marketing. They'd be like, hey, look, even after it all falls to shit, there'll still be Hulu. It'll be and it'll be Handmaid Tale appropriate content. A lot of men telling women what to do and the women being happy. And I guess they wouldn't mention those. That show is, it's really weird that the men make up the rules, right? And then they're like, okay, we're gonna make up the rules. We're gonna start having sex with other women. But let's keep our clothes on, not look them in the eye, and have our wives in the room holding them down just to make it seem above board. I think that they could have said, how about let's ease into it a little bit, like you could have suggested a little less restriction first, and then if the women were like, no way, you just want to bang handmaids. I know what's going on here. Then I'll be like, all right, fine. No eye contact. That's the first thing I'll give up. First, they just say, listen, we got to have sex with these. We got to impregnate these women. Keep the species going. And you're like, well, you're my husband. All right, I won't make eye contact with them. Then, all right, I'll keep my clothes on. I mean, how far do you get before you start in the room holding them down? Bad negotiators all around. I'm not saying I approve of any of the... I get so mad watching that show. That dude, Ray Fiennes' son, who's the commander, I hate him as a person. He's so good as an actor. I get that way. Someone can be so good of an actor, I'm like, that. There's no way that guy's not an asshole in real life. Like that kid, Game of Thrones, King Joffrey. I'm like, no way he's not a piece of shit if you meet him. You can't be nice. Look at him. Fucking evil. Sorry about that. Gotta cut those out. What purpose is that serving? Why am I gonna? I could have just had silence, and we would have been fine there. You wouldn't have been like, oh, is he alive? Is everything okay? Did my phone die? Dead woman found alive in morgue fridge. Ooh, so she wasn't dead. Or she came back. This is a BBC story. I'm not going to tap through there to see what's going on. But that's got to be a pretty fucked up place to wake up. Morgue fridge. You know, imagine... Because I always imagine most of the people that work in the morgue, well, the men that work in the morgue are there to have sex with the corpses. Imagine how horrifying it would be. You go to, I'm going to have sex with this corpse in here, and you open up the fridge and she's alive, and you're like all, oh my God, I almost had sex with you. I'm sorry. Thought you were dead. In South Africa, this happened. I did tap through. I needed to know. I was recovering in hospital after being discovered alive in the morgue fridge. Well, that's a... you got to be happy about that if that's your family. Right? I think they're in the morgue, and then, hey, no, fine. Missing Thai boys were found alive in caves after 9 days. Man, nothing but good news today. I don't know what they're doing in the cave. I would imagine if I knew where there was a cave at that age, I'd be in there smoking cigarettes and looking at dirty magazines. But kids don't look at dirty magazines anymore. They just look at their phone. Well, 9-year-olds, they probably don't have phones. Maybe they're still dirty. Maybe there's still a dirty magazine market for the pre-phone tweens. I'd say for them, the Amish, and I guess there's a lot of there. You know, anybody without internet access. My brother was telling me, he works for Twitter, so he knows all about the internet. He was like saying something like, only 60% of homes have high-speed internet, which sounds crazy. Although, if you live in a city, you can get by without internet in your house if you got a phone. And then there's Wi-Fi all over the place. So I'm wondering where that's at, but... I would imagine I would say if you don't have internet and you're a young person and you want to see pornography, you would then get magazines. So they still make them. Someone's buying them. No, I'm not gonna read that one. Ooh. Andy Dick charged with sexual battery for allegedly groping woman. Not good, Andy Dick. Not cool. These guys, don't grope anybody. I was, I finally, there's that whole Chris Hardwick thing going on, and I just didn't get around to reading this, the Medium post by his ex-girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra. And there, you know, there's all this debate over whether Chris Hardwick's a piece of shit, and I read it, and I think Chris Hardwick's probably a piece of shit. I'll go on record. LeBron James, of course, going to Los Angeles Lakers with $454 million. Well, good for him. You know, you can really retire after that on that kind of money. I feel like, you know, he should be all right. But invest. Don't go throwing it around. You know, just buying jet skis and dirt bikes and going out to expensive restaurants. You know, it's you can save a lot of money cooking at home. All right, I'll be back tomorrow. See you then. We love you.